Residents of western Wisconsin are split on whether they approve of President Donald Trump's shakeup of federal agencies. It's Monday, March 10th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, national parks saw a record number of visitors last year, and that includes in Wisconsin. And Dane County Judge Susan Crawford is running to fill an empty seat on the state Supreme Court. WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk has a profile on the liberal candidate. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
Polling shows Wisconsinites are almost evenly split on whether they approve of President Donald Trump's first 6 weeks in office. Hope Kerwin was in Toma on Friday to talk with voters about what they think of the new administration.
Jim is a voter from the La Crosse area. He asked WPR not to use his last name out of fear of retaliation in his workplace. Jim knows a mason who was abruptly fired after working at the Toma VA Medical Center for 10 months.
He got an email at 3:45 p.m. the day that he was terminated, saying he was terminated for poor work performance, which wasn't the case at all.
Jim voted for Trump and says he doesn't regret doing so, but he feels cutting workers isn't the way to reduce overspending.
I'm all about cleaning up the garbage, and he's doing a great job of that. It's just, it's so radical.
He worries the sudden changes will end up hurting the veterans who receive care at the VA. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Two women who were incarcerated at Tichita Correctional Institution in Fond du Lac have died. Shawnee Reed was 36 and Brittany Dasher was 33. Both were taken to the hospital roughly 2 weeks ago. Reed died a day after arriving at the hospital, and Dasher died on Thursday. Their families say hospital staff linked both deaths to pneumonia, but relatives and women at the prison have concerns over how they got so sick and why there isn't more information being released. A spokesperson for the Wisconsin Department of Corrections said they cannot release any information related to the cause of death because of privacy laws. But Michelle Dietrich says that's an extreme reading of the law. She's the director of the Prison and Jail Innovation Lab at the University of Texas.
There's no greater responsibility than prisons have than keeping the people inside safe and alive. And when there's a failure to do that, the public has a right to know.
She says it's best practice to publicly release information related to deaths in incarceration, and many states do so. This story comes to us through a partnership with the nonprofit Wisconsin Watch. The Wisconsin Election Commission will hold depositions of Madison election workers to learn more about how 193 ballots went uncounted in the presidential election. The commission voted unanimously to compel employees and anyone else with direct knowledge of how the election was administered to answer questions. A preliminary investigation shows the Madison clerk's office waited weeks to tell the commission they had found the ballots after the November election. Commissioner Mark Thompson raised concerns about the state's WIS voting system, showing impacted voters did not participate in the election when in reality they did.
You know, campaigns are run on who voted and who didn't vote. And we got 193 people who actually voted, and we shouldn't promote the lie that they didn't.
A statement from the city says the clerk's office is cooperating and has new safeguards in place to ensure that ballots aren't missed in the future. They say the uncounted ballots would not have changed the results of any race or referendum. National parks saw a record number of visitors last year, including in Wisconsin. As Danielle Kading reports, news of the growing demand at parks comes after the Trump administration has fired 1,000 workers from the agency.
The cuts were made as the Trump administration slashes the federal workforce. The firings have affected workers at the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore and St. Croix National Scenic Riverway. A record 900,000 people visited the riverway last year. Jeff Renicky with the Friends of the Apostle Islands says the surge in visitors shows the public's love for national parks.
I think numbers of that quality should be seen as a clarion call to protect those national treasures.
The Apostle Islands saw almost 254,000 visitors last year. That's up almost 3% from 2023. Concerns remain over adding staff for the summer. The National Park Service says it's hiring seasonal workers to provide services for visitors. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, you may have seen the ads everywhere for either Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford or Brad Schimmel. WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk interviewed the Liberal candidate Crawford about her top priorities. Stay with us.
Be fully awake to your day with Wisconsin Today.
I feel like this is our opportunity to listen to some things we just haven't heard and perspectives that are new and different from our own.
We went from being the number three highest crime block in the city to not even being on the list. I see love blossoming and growing over there, and you know, and that covers poverty.
Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
And finally, in just over 3 weeks, voters will head to the polls to pick a new state Supreme Court justice. The race will decide the ideological balance of the court, possibly for years to come. WPR is profiling both candidates for the race. Here's Anya Van Wagtendonk's story about Dane County Judge Susan Crawford, the candidate who's backed by Democrats.
It's a snowy day in mid-February, and a couple dozen people are sitting around tables inside the Chamber of Commerce in Black River Falls. They're there to listen as Judge Susan Crawford campaigns for office.
Nice to be here, everybody. We can clap. I can warm y'all up.
Crawford talks about her background, growing up in nearby Chippewa Falls, paying her way through college, working as a government prosecutor, and becoming a private attorney.
Representing people just like all of you, ordinary Wisconsinites, in our courts, fighting for people often when their rights have been taken away by the government.
Crawford is careful not to tell people how she'd rule on specific cases, but she's simultaneously trying to reach Democratic voters who are crucial to her success. That involves emphasizing her resume, dating back to her days working for then-Democratic Attorney General Jim Doyle.
She was a star, and I was able to hire her to be an Assistant Attorney General for the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
Doyle recalls Crawford's work leading the criminal appeals unit. He says that experience had her arguing before the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
And when you're in the line of work we were in as prosecutors, you know, you have to really understand that this is not just a little game people play, but there is a lot at stake.
After Doyle was elected governor, he hired Crawford again to be his chief legal counsel. She went on to work as a private attorney, where she took the lead on some of the most high-profile political cases in Wisconsin. That included a lawsuit that sought to overturn Wisconsin's voter ID law and an early lawsuit against Act 10, the law that took away union rights for most public workers. Crawford also represented Planned Parenthood several times, as she told the campaign event in Black River Falls.
And one of those cases was called Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin versus Brad Schimmel. We won that one, I'm happy to say.
That's Brad Schimmel, the state's former Republican attorney general. He's now a Waukesha County judge and Crawford's opponent. He says her liberal resume is too partisan. Those issues she worked on in the past, the court could decide in the near future. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is already hearing a lawsuit that could expand abortion rights, and they're expected to hear a case that could overturn Act 10. But where Schimmel's really hitting Crawford is on crime. He's called her soft and nicknamed her catch and release Crawford.
Susan Crawford, dangerous decisions, wrong for Wisconsin.
And she's trying to counter on the same point.
Judge Brad Schimmel doesn't stand up for Wisconsin's most vulnerable. When children were preyed upon, he cut deals.
Anthony Chergosky is a political scientist at the University of Wisconsin La Crosse. He says focusing on crime may be good strategy in what's expected to be a close race.
One of the lessons from the November election that Democrats are taking is that the crime issue was problematic for their side.
In an interview with WPR, Crawford says the crime issue is also a proxy for broader values. She says it shows how a judge feels about protecting people. And she says that's also why it's important for voters to know where she stands on other issues, like abortion.
I'm not prejudging how any particular law or regulation should play out in the courts. But, you know, as a woman and somebody who's gone through pregnancy and birth, you know, personally, I want to be able to make my own healthcare decisions with my doctors.
Crawford's message is similar to the one that helped liberals win control of the court 2 years ago. It's being amplified and countered by millions of dollars in ads from both sides that could shatter the spending record set in the last court election. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Our thanks to WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk for bringing us that feature. Wisconsin Public Radio will air a profile of conservative Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel tomorrow. You can read more at WPR.org. And finally, a quick check of weather before letting you go. It's going to be unseasonably warm across the entire state today, with high temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Some parts of Wisconsin could be looking at record-breaking temperatures for this time of year. It'll be windy, though, with wind gusts near 30 miles per hour. Still warm tomorrow, but temperatures dropping down a bit from where they are today. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, we'll show up automatically in your podcast feed if you just hit subscribe. And while you're there, leave us a rating and review. Tell us what you appreciate about the show or what you think we could be doing better. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.